Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. I am waiting for a few more people to come online. And once we get a few more people online, I am going to go into the noonday prayer. Saints, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am going to also start doing, and just before we go into our prayer, the 31 days of Proverbs. So if you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask that you turn to the book of Proverbs starting on today, which would be the 13th, if I'm not believe. Yes, it is. It will be the 13th today. So we're going to go to Proverbs 13, and then we're going to go into our noonday prayer. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Getting people a few more minutes to come on in, but let us go in into our noonday prayer. And like I said, we're going to start doing the book of Proverbs. Proverbs each day. We want to match up the date with the day, with the day of the Proverbs. So today will be Proverbs 13 because the date is July 13th. And it says, a wise son heeds his father's instructions, but a mocker does not respond to rebuke. I'm reading out of the New International Version. So for those who are following along, please go to your New International Vision and you will hear it. It says, verse 2, from the fruit of their lips enjoy good things, but the unfaithful have an appetite for violence. Those who guard their lips preserve their life, but those who speak rashly will come to ruins. A sluggard appetite is never filled, but the desire of the diligent are fully satisfied. The righteous hate what is false, but the wicked make themselves to stench and bring shame to themselves. Righteousness guards a person's of integrity, but the wickedness overthrows the sinner. One person pretends to be rich, yet has nothing. Another attends to be poor, yet has great wealth. A person's riches make ransom their life. But the poor cannot respond to threatening rebukes. The light of the righteous shine brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out. Where there is strife, there is pride. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. Dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little make it grow. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Whoever scorns instructions will pay for it, but whoever respects a command is rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a foundation of life, turning a person from snare of death. Good judgment wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful leads to their destruction. All who prudent acts with knowledge, but fools expose their folly. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy ivy brings healing. Whoever discard discipline comes to poverty and shame, but whoever heeds correction is honored. A longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but fools detest turning from evil. Walk with the wise and become wise, and a comparison of fools suffers harm. Trouble pursues the sinner, but the righteous are rewarded with good things. A good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. An unplowed field produces food for the poor, sweeps it away. Whoever snares the rod hates their children. Whoever spares the rod hates their children. But the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. The righteous eat their own heart contents. Notice it says the righteous eat with their own heart content, but the stomach of the wicked goes hungry. Amen. The righteous eat with their heart content, but the stomach of the wicked goes hungry. Proverbs 13 for today. Let us go into our noonday prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we come before you, Lord, humble as a lamb, swift as a dove right now, Father God, mounting up our wings like an eagle. Lord, we come to you right now, standing before you, Father God, asking you to lower your ears so you can hear our prayers right now, Father God. But Father God, we come to you as a few in the gap right now, praying for the nation, praying for the world, praying for the things that's going wrong within this world. Father God, we pray, first of all, for the food inflation right now, Father God. But Father God, there are many who cannot feed their families. There are many that are struggling to keep food on the table. There are many that cannot find a job because of the income or because of the situation at home right now, who's looking to have money to feed their family. So Father God, we ask that you come in right now. You come in right now, Father God, being able to provide food for the family, provide food for the homeless, provide food for the lonely and the widows right now, Father God. For we know, Father God, this is your will and your way, that you said that in your word, that if you clothe the field of the valley and feed the birds of the field, how much more will you do for your children, Father God? So, Father God, we stand on your word. Thank you, Jesus. We stand on your word right now, Father God, petitioning you to please come down and help this land more food. Let not one child go to bed with a hungry belly. Let not one child go hungry this summer, Father God. For we know the kids are out of school and parents are providing their 3 square meals. But, Father God, give them the money. Give them the substance that can provide food for their children right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, we know inflation is so bad that evictions are on the rise right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you sustain families where they can keep a roof over their head and food in their mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Where they can provide for their families and not have to worry about being on the streets and not have to worry about how they're going to survive on the streets, Father God. For every eviction for the righteous right now, Father God, let it be cease and desist right now, Father God. Let evictions be at a halt right now, Father God. Let evictions not be in the worry of a parent's mind right now, Father God. For we know parents are working hard. We know parents are struggling right now to provide for their family. So, Father God, if it's your will, which we know it is, if it's your will, Father God, please help our families right now that's struggling right now, that's facing eviction and homeless right now, Father God. Please help our families right now, Father God, that's facing the outskirts of being on the street right now, Father God. Father God, open doors where they need to be open and close doors where they need to be closed right now, Father God. Father God, let them not sit up and worry all night, for we know worrying is not of you right now, Father God. Father God, we know faith of the mustard seed is what pleases you right now, Father God. So let them have the faith of a mustard seed right now, Father God, that it may heal them right now, Father God, that it may give them substance to know the Father God, that they will be all right and that no harm will come near them nor their family right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you not only look at the eviction situations, but Father God, look on the gas prices right now, Father God. So many people are struggling right now with the gas prices right now, Father God. Father God, there are in ways that we cannot even imagine right now, Father God. Even the truck drivers there bring in our food and bring in our goods and our products are struggling right now with the gas prices, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you look down on the gas prices right now, Father God. Continue to increase finances so that the gas prices will not be astronomical to people who are struggling right now, Father God. Father God, I know the prices are going down, but Father God, continue to let them go down in price right now, Father God. Father God, let all of the states give stimulus checks to those who are working that needs the extra income to provide their gas right now, Father God. Father God, not only give them the stimulus, but give them enough money that they can make it back and forth to work every day, not just today, but every single day of the year right now, Father God. But Father God, we know the gas prices are really putting a strain on a lot of homes and a lot of families right now, Father God. And not just homes, but also on businesses right now, Father God. So Father God, provide for these businesses so that they can provide their drivers with great gas mileage and great income so that the drivers can not worry about how they're going to make their drive, not worry about how they're going to get out their products and do their deliveries right now, Father God. For Father God, we stand on your word, Father God. We know your word is true and it does not come back void, Father God. So we thank you for it right now, Father God. Father God, we look down on our hospitals and our government centers right now, Father God. Father God, keep them strong and keep them built up, Father God. Wherever they may be weak, strengthen them. Wherever they may be broken, heal them right now, Father God. But Father God, we stand on your word knowing that you can do all things in Christ who strengthen us right now, Father God. So we stand in Christ right now. We stand on the word knowing that you can strengthen us right now, Father God, and not let us fall by the wayside, Father God. Father God, look on our government system right now, Father God. Well, they're going through a lot of challenges right now, Father God. But God, give them the strength, give them the wisdom, give them the knowledge, Father God. Lead them and to make great decisions and not foolish decisions right now, Father God. Lead them where they can be a help to the nation right now, Father God, where they can give ideas and give substance to the nation that can heal our lands right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are a God that sit high and look low. Father God, we know that you are a God that cares about your children and you do everything you can to help us and strengthen us and save us up, Father God. So we stand at the door knocking right now, Father God, asking for your advice to lead our government system right now, Father God. Let it not be by Democrats or Republicans or independents or liberals, but let it not be by red or blue states. But Father God, let us be about a union. Let us be about a communion. Let us be about your children as a whole right now, Father God, standing in the gap, asking for your help, seeking your knowledge and standing on your wisdom right now, Father God. Father God, not only look at our government system, but Father God, look at our school systems right now, Father God. Father God, put a hedge of protection around each and every single school in the United States, Father God, and other countries as well, Lord. Let no harm come near the school dwelling, Father God. For every gunman that decides to go to the school, cease and desist their hands right now, Father God. Make them put down the guns before they take any other innocent children's lives right now, Father God. Let not one child be hurt by gun violence right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, God, Father God, do a sweeping of the nation with these gun violences right now, Father God. Put it where they cannot purchase guns, especially ARs right now, Father God. For we know those guns was meant to kill and not to hunt right now, Father God. Father God, let it be a ban of ARs right now, Father God, that people cannot willingly just go out and purchase these guns right now, Father God. Father God, to look on our homeless right now, Father God, give them a roof over their head and a job for their substance right now, Father God, that they can provide for themselves and not be on the streets begging for food or water right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that there is a lot of homeless people in our nation right now, Father God. So Father God, we ask that you heal our nation of the homeless right now, Father God. Father God, look on all of our people right now who's in a situation with substance abuse right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Any kind of alcohol abuse or drug use right now, Father God. Father God, deliver from that substance right now, Father God. For we know these things are not of you right now, Father God. Father God, deliver them from any alcohol addiction that they may have right now, Father God. Let the alcohol addiction be a bad taste to their mouth when they go to drink again, Father God. Deliver them where they will not want to drink or have a urge to drink right now, Father God. Deliver them where they will not be ready to go out and take a drink before picking up the Bible right now, Father God. Deliver them where they will not have an addiction to the drinking of alcohol right now, Father God. Let the smell of alcohol become a stench to their nose right now, Father God. And the same thing for drug addiction right now, Father God. Father God, for we know there are people who are strung out on drugs right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you heal their mind and their body, that their body does not crave for that drug right now, Father God. We ask for deliverance on all this in a bind with drug addiction right now, Father God. Deliver them, Father God, and give them sustained minds and functional bodies where the drugs will not damage their minds or bodies right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that these things are possible, so we ask in your holy name and cover it in the blood of Jesus right now, Father God, that you will heal each and every person that is a drug addict, a drug addiction right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, we even ask that you heal people who have gambling problems right now, Father God. But we know there's individuals who are struggling with gambling right now, Father God, and they are using their money foolishly in place of wisely right now, Father God. Father God, let them not buy a scratch off or even a chip or any type of gambling that would cause them to be stuck in gambling right now, Father God. But Father God, we know gambling is not of you, and we know that you do not condone it right now, Father God. So Father God, we ask that you look down on all of the people who are stuck in a gambling addiction right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you look down on all of the single parents right now, Father God. They're struggling to take care of their family. Even if they're not struggling, Father God, we ask that you keep a safe hedge around them right now, Father God. The fathers are raising their family, and they're asking why right now, Father God. For mothers that are single raising their family, and they're asking why right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you go and give them the answer that they're searching for. Heal their heart and strengthen their minds right now, Father God, that they can continue to raise their families, even though they are single parents right now, Father God. And let them raise their families up in the admiration of you right now, Father God. Let them have a house full of peace, joy, love, and happiness, and a godly home right now, Father God. For this is your desire for all of our kids to know you right now, Father God, to be raised up in the name of the Lord right now, Father God. So, Father God, let us be mindful to raise our children up in the word of God right now, Father God, having a relationship with you and not from you right now, Father God. Father God, look on all of our police and law enforcement right now, Father God. Father God, many of them are weary and tired right now, Father God. But let them not get weary and well-doing right now, Father God. Let them not go out and harm or hurt people purposely right now, Father God. Let no racism come into their daily jobs right now, Father God. But let them treat every man equal as they are right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our fire department right now, Father God. Give them the strength to continue on fighting fires and help these right now, Father God. Father God, look on our chaplains right now, Father God. Let them go out and continue to be a help to everyone that's in their counties and in cities right now, Father God. Let them be able to continue to do the work which you have called them right now, Father God. Let them be able to go and be able to counsel people who are lost right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, look on all of our people who are suffering with schizophrenia and mental illness right now, Father. Let them know that you are right there beside them right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, look on people who have PTSD and abandonment problems right now, Father God. Look on people who are suffering with dementia and Alzheimer's right now, Father God. Let them know that you are the cure and that their mind is intact right now, Father God. Let them know that the spirit is trying to attack their mind. You have rebuked it for your name's sake right now, Father God. Father God, strengthen their minds and their hearts right now. Let them be able to remember good things and not bad things right now, Father God. Give them the favor right now for their health right now, Father God. Father God, these are the things that we ask in your holy name right now, Father God. Father God, I see a single mom right now, Father God. She's trying to figure out if she should pay her light bill or put food on her table right now, Father God. Father God, guide and direct her to make the right decision right now, Father God. And whatever decision she makes, Father God, let some stranger, just by knowing God, let some stranger come and give her whatever she needs right now, Father God. Father God, let her be able to say, Lord, thank you. I know you sent this person to help me out right now, Father God. I see an individual who's in Arkansas who got hurt by a chainsaw right now, Father God. This person was working as a lumberjack and got hurt by a chainsaw right now, Father God. Father God, he injured his leg right now, Father God. Father God, heal his leg and touch his body right now, Father God. Let him not lose a limb or any of his arms or legs right now, Father God. Let him know the damage that was done to his legs. You are repairing it, and he can stand on his healing right now, Father God. Let him know that you have already gave him the healing so he can claim the victory right now, Father God. Father God, I see another individual who has been wounded by a gun right now. Father God, give them the strength to be able to understand that you saved them from the death that they could have had with this gunshot right now, Father God. Heal their lungs and their heart right now, Father God. Let them not walk away angry, but let them forgive and forget right now, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that you are calling them to come and give their life over right now to you right now, Father God. Let them know that you are standing at the door of their heart knocking right now, Father God. And Father God, we'll call it all done, and we'll give you all the glory and honor right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you look down on our woman basketball player right now, Father God. For Garner, she needs to come home from Russia right now, Father God. Let her know right now, Father God, that her and the other individual who stuck in those jail cells over in Russia right now, Father God, be with them right now, Father God. Let Brittany know that you have not forsaken her or given her. Brittany know that while she's in those jail cells, you are standing right there with her right now. And let the other young man who's in the jail cells, let him know that you're right there standing beside them right now, Father God, that you have not left them or forgotten them right now. Let Brittany Garner know that you will be bringing her and this other young man home right now, Father God. Let them come back on American soil and into the environment of the United States right now, Father God. Let them not be hurt or damaged or hindered coming home in no way, shape, form, and fashion right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call on your name. We give you the honor. We give you the glory right now, Father God. Look on all of our pastors and leaders in the church right now, Father God. Look on our evangelists and our missionaries right now, Father God. Look on our deacons and deaconesses and elders and bishops and archbishops right now, Father God. Look down on our apostles right now, Father God, and our deacons and deaconesses right now, Father God. For we know, Father God, a lot of churches have been hit hard with COVID, and church doors are still closed right now, Father God. But Father God, heal the land where the church can flow freely and give the word of God freely and help people right now, Father God. Father God, let us have a great revival, a great revival that will heal the nations right now, Father God. Father God, let every Bible study go forth that will give word to the souls right now, Father God, that may strengthen us and come closer to you right now, Father God. So, Father God, this is our prayer, and this is what we ask of you today, Father God. For, Father God, we know that you can heal the land in the blink of an eye right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you go through every single home that's believing and standing on your word and heal them of whatever they need healing for right now, Father God. Increase the substance for whatever they need to be increased for right now, Father. In your word and believe in you. We have faith that you can do things and move. Have us to have the faith to move a mountain right now, Father God. So, Father God, we give you the honor. We give you the glory. We give you the praise in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Saints, this ends our noonday prayer. I ask that each and every last one of you start start coming more and more to God. He standing there. He's looking for you to have a relationship with him. God is just knocking at your heart. Trust me, saints, you cannot go wrong if you give God your life. That's what he wants. He's not going to be, oh, well, you know, I'm in church. I can't, you know, laugh. No, God has a joy of laughter and fun in his life. So he wants you to come to him. Just get a relationship. Say, God, I don't know the word of God. I don't know how to read the Bible, but Lord, I give you my life. And for those who are seeking the Lord, and for those who want to repent and rededicate themselves, you can repeat after me. Just say this. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today, Lord, recognizing that I am a sinner. Being said, Father God, I rededicate my life to you. I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins and was risen on the third day and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Father God, I believe in you, the Holy Spirit, and your Son. And I come to you with a repentant heart, asking for your forgiveness in your holy name. Amen. If you have repeated that prayer and you're rededicating your life, find a Bible and start reading. You know, most people say, well, Pastor, it's hard to read the Bible. Well, start with the book of Psalms. When you start there, I promise you, God will open that Bible to you more and more so that you can have a relationship and talk to him. Just talk to him like you talk to a normal human being. Because that's what God wants. God wants a relationship with you. He's not asking for blood and water and, you know, you cut off your toes. No, he wants a relationship with you. So start having a relationship with him. Just like you have a relationship with your husband or your wife or your children or your boss. Have a relationship with God. Try him. You tried everything else. Now try God. This is my prayer for each and every last one of you. God bless each one of you, and have a great day. Amen. Amen. This ends our noonday prayer.